He's on Team No Sleep. He's part of our team at KSL Sports. He's the best. He's Mitch Harper. Mitch, pretty wild day, huh?
Absolutely, yeah. Good afternoon, JJ Sly. Happy to be on with you. I mean, this thing got moving at light speed last night, and this was one of those deals that, once the Brooklyn Nets job became official to another candidate, it was all systems go to Kevin Young becoming the BYU basketball head coach. And it's quite a narrative shifter, you know, from what this week has been for BYU, losing Mark Pope, and to maybe by the basketball community get a coach that is viewed in higher regard in basketball circles than even Mark Pope. It's quite a coup, but a lot of work to be done still for Kevin Young.
So was this all Danny Ainge, or did BYU have any hand in this?
You know, 5 years ago when BYU got Mark Pope, you know, Danny Ainge wanted, you know, when he would give his advice to Tom Holmoe and Brian Santiago, he always felt that Kevin Young was the top candidate for the job. But but Kevin Young was not interested. And, you know, coming into this search, you think being the highest paid assistant coach in the NBA, there's not going to be any chance of BYU getting in the mix. But, you know, Kevin Young, you know, comes to BYU, and he was viewed as a guy by the influential opinions of Ryan Smith and Danny Ainge of being the guy that BYU wanted. And Tom Holmoe, Brian Santiago, and President Shane Reese, credit to them, they did act quickly, because this is in many regards unprecedented from the fact that BYU got a coach in less than a week. Typically this is, you know, 14 days. You know, 5 years ago it was 15 days for Mark Pope. And you think about how this drawn out, like typical BYU searches, the paranoia, the uncertainty around the program would have just cranked up to an all-time high. So they knew, they understood the moment, and, you know, credit for BYU for evolving and understanding that you are in the Big 12 now. You're no longer a mid-major, a team outside the power structure. And quite honestly, it's quite surprising, to be quite honest with you.
CBS Sports is reporting that the salary for Kevin Young is going to be, his contract is going to be 7 years, $30 million. $4.25 million per year for a BYU coach. I never thought I would see the day, but here we are, Mitch. And to your point just there, they're stepping up. They are. This was a Big 12 hire and a Big 12 salary, and I love to see it. What has changed here? Because we were talking last week, we did shows last week, we were talking about your big board. We didn't even go into Kevin Young because we thought it was so pie in the sky, it wasn't worth talking about. And they pulled it off. How did they do this?
Well, you got to give props, too, to Matt Norlander from CBS Sports. I don't think he realizes it, but that is the ultimate coup of scoops in the BYU world.
Yep.
To get a salary like that, because as we all know here in this market, getting salaries from that place is very difficult. It is. So if that's actually the case with that salary, it is a testament to how BYU has leveled up and a real commitment. And, you know, I think that also BYU is showing that they know that the Big 12 is improving. They're going to be a better product next year, and then the years to come with the 16-team league. And they don't want to let this momentum that they did build up in year one in the Big 12 go away. Because, you know, this morning it felt like BYU fans were ready to feel like the program was dead after losing Colin Chandler. And then a couple hours later, the mood is suddenly turning, and Kevin Young has the chance to build up a roster for the first time in his coaching tenure in the college ranks. And, you know, there's risk to this hire. There's no doubt about it, because – how is this going to look in the college game for him? What does he view as the skill sets of players, and what type of staff is he going to bring? But the fact that just BYU is committed financially and in a time sense, I mean, they're willing to play the game now. I think it should give optimism that they're, you know, going to get an assistant coaching staff that can be competitive and help Kevin Young with this transition to be able to recruit and to recruit at a high level.
What type of culture is Kevin Young going to be able to bring in? What type of coaching style does he have, and does that fit BYU?
I think it definitely fits BYU because his background is offense. He's kind of the unwritten offensive coordinator of the Phoenix Suns, and they were a top 10 offense in the NBA this season in offensive rating. And And so I think that he's going to work out okay from a scheme side. I think it's just more the questions of the college culture, in college, the dynamics of college basketball, because this sport is just, it almost feels like it's a different world in the NBA with how you build a roster and how you are at the mercy of these players at any moment turning and going into the portal on a moment's notice, potentially. So that's just that's dynamic. How does he navigate that? How does he handle that? And, you know, I think that's going to be the challenge for him, but he's humble. And I think that he's a guy that his personality will work, I think, very well at BYU. And he clearly, there's going to be alignment with Tom Holmoe, the administrators, Shane Reese. And I think that's, you know, this could be a partnership to where there's not a divide. That it's like this is, they're all in a lockstep to take BYU basketball to new heights in the Big 12.
You mentioned Colin Chandler, and for BYU fans just tuning in who are excited about the news, there was breaking news early this morning that Colin Chandler, who was a top 100 recruit, I think he was the top recruit of the Mark Pope era out of Farmington High School. He's currently serving a mission for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, but he announced, or it was announced today, that he's going to flip his commitment from BYU to Kentucky and follow Mark Pope to Kentucky. A, how big of a blow was that? And B, how important was it to get this hire done quickly so they don't lose more players?
It was a huge blow to lose Chandler, who issued that statement, on his P-Day. He's going to return from his mission next month. You know, he's a Mark Pope guy, and that's one of the big reasons why he ultimately ended up going to BYU in the first place 2 years ago. And he's got NBA potential. You know, he's already, you know, populating on NBA draft boards for the 2025 season. Now, it's very difficult to come back from a mission and contribute at a high level in any college team and then to expect one and done. That's a whole another level. But I think if there's someone that can do it, it's Colin Chandler. So that's a huge blow. But to get this coaching hire in place with Kevin Young was critical because you've got seven players on scholarship in the program right now. I think it is noteworthy that those guys like Fusini Traore, an honorable mention, all Big 12 forward, you know, stayed the course and didn't panic and didn't jump into the portal. I think it speaks to that. They kind of want to hear what Kevin Young has to offer. And the fact that Kevin Young can say he's, you know, coach Joel Embiid, Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, and not only coach those guys, but, you know, last year it was reported that Devin Booker was endorsing Kevin Young to be the head coach of the Suns. He seemed like he was a player's coach. So there's a lot to like from that standpoint. And I think that honestly, too, when it comes to head coaching, if you can manage the personalities in college basketball, bring it all together, I think it can work. And then you pair that up with Kevin Young's background as an X's and O's guy with his offensive pedigree. That seems like a pretty good, you know, recipe, to the point where you might say he could be one of the best X's and O's coaches BYU's had since Roger Reed back in the 90s. So, you know, Kevin Young is going to be fascinating to see how this all develops. And, you know, and I think that if you're going to step down to college basketball, you're doing it in the Big 12, the league that's 9 out of the last 12 years been the best league in college basketball. So if you have success at this level, you could be well on your way to getting an NBA job that's maybe a better fit than what the Brooklyn Nets offered going forward for his career. So I think it's a win-win for all parties involved, right? And I think that it could be a really good spot for everyone.
Man, Mitch, this sounds perfect, right? Is there any cause for pause here? Is there any sign that this won't work out?
Well, I think just the fact that he has very limited head coaching experience. You know, his last head coaching gigs were in the G League with the Delaware 87ers and Utah Flash back in the day. I mean, you go back in the archive, he was battling Eric Musselman and kind of got in some fights a little bit and even coached up against Nick Nurse. He's coached against some really good coaches when you look back at those old D League and G League days when he was coaching in there. But I think that just that, you know, lack of college coaching and head coaching experience, you know, how does he run an entire operation, you know, managing all the assistant coaches and the support staff? What direction does he go there? All the players. I think that's just kind of the one big uncertainty. And also, you're going to face tough schedules. You know, Kevin Young's got a great resume, but he's still going to go up against Bill Self. He's still going to go up against Scott Drew, guys that have been doing it for decades at the college game. So just to assume that he's going to step in and get BYU to the dance is definitely naive. And he's also got a roster right now that is not good enough to get to the dance yet. And so he's going to have the autonomy, though, to build up the roster. But I think just that unknown. But that seems kind of be the that's the direction that, you know, BYU historically always goes with their coaches, that they're always going to get the up and comer that has a little bit unknown, but a lot of potential. And I think that can really work to BYU's favor. But yeah, I mean, being in the Big 12, there's no guarantees for BYU to just assume they're going to continue to level up.
Also hasn't been in the college game for the last almost 17 years since his time at Utah Valley. So he's going to have to brush up there, which gets to my next question for you, Mitch, is he's going to have to nail it on his assistants. He's going to have to hire really good assistants that can help him with that transition from the NBA to some of the nuances of the college game, especially with recruiting and otherwise. What do you think they're looking at as a staff? What developments are you hearing on that?
Someone that's got a lot of connections in recruiting, and I think someone like Chris Burgess, BYU definitely has to pursue and will pursue to try to get as that associate head coach role right next to Kevin Young, because I think that would be a huge benefit for BYU to pair him with someone who just knows kind of the heart of LDS recruiting, this state, and can kind of hit the ground running on that front, because that's all new to Kevin Young. I mean, that is a new world. He's got, you know, family that's been well connected to the recruiting scene. But for him personally, being in the heart of it, he hasn't been doing that for two decades. And even back then, that was UVSC when it was a JUCO with Dick Hunsaker. So it's been a long time since he's been on this scene. And so that's going to be the real challenge. I think if BYU can get people that have just great connections in recruiting, that's the key for BYU, because if you got personnel and you got talent, you can win ball games, and that's going to be the big challenge. And also be able to sell that vision to come to BYU, take a risk, because still, despite having an NBA coach and having a scheme that people might like, it's still a place that is for a select few. There's an instant filter to how BYU approaches things. So identifying those people, and I think that's why someone like a Chris Burgess, if he would be interested, would be a perfect fit. That would make a lot of sense if they could get him.
It's exciting. I'm looking at this move as you know, it just feels like a home run for BYU. It seems like the perfect fit, a hire we didn't think they'd be able to pull off, Mitch. It's impressive that they did. You've been all over this story, and we can read Mitch's work on KSLSports.com. He's got a great breakdown right now on KSLSports.com. Who is Kevin Young? What are his strengths? What does he bring to BYU? All of that is right there and more. Mitch, great work, and get some rest now and get ready for whatever's next. But the way things are going right now, BYU is going to pull off some kind of stunt for you to cover. So get ready for that and get hydrated and get some rest. We appreciate it. Great stuff. Thanks for coming on a busy day.
Appreciate it, guys. Take care.
That's Mitch Harper, the great Mitch Harper, KSLSports.com, our BYU insider. Nobody covers BYU better. And that was a great breakdown.